Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
One of my brother-in-laws slapped my sister in front of me, and I began to wail on her. Well, guess what my sister wailed on me with?
What did she do? She hit you, or what did she
do? She hit me with a pan. Get off her
arm. Was it a hot pan, or was it a big pan, or was it a fire pan?
No, she just picked up a pan. We was in the kitchen, and she said something slick to him, and he slapped it. I was like, oh, no, dog, that don't happen in front of me. So being bigger than he was, I began to just tear him up. And she said, get off my husband, and bang. I was like, learn the lesson, valuable lesson.
Did she get knocked out?
Round one?
No, she hit me in the back of the head. I was like, what the?
You didn't fall out.
That's my husband. I was like, you're 100% right, baby. That is your husband. And the next time he slap you, he's going to slap you. I'm going to walk away from him.
Really is. I don't know about that.
Okay. Yo, God, trust me.
That is so unfair.
And then I told my pops about it. I said, hey, you know, this way he said, hey, happened to me, boy, and I meant to tell you about it, but you don't step in between a man and his wife.
But wait a minute. Okay, but what if it goes to another level? I mean, you just not going to do nothing?
I'm going to walk away.
You're not going to say anything to him, and you're not going to say, hey, man, don't
look,
do it again, man. Or you're not going to do nothing.
If you don't learn from your lessons, you don't learn.
Wow.
I'm telling you. When she hit me with that pan, I was like, I'll be dog gone.
Yep. Okay.
Surely
okay, Dr. Prince Odea, if you was in a situation like that, and you called your brother, and he didn't show up, how would you feel about your brother? He said, I'm not showing up over there. You handling your own business.
Oh, that would not even be cool, because first of all, a woman that's in that situation, it's already hard for her to come out to tell anybody.
Uh-huh.
You'll be surprised in many cases. And if I told my brother and he didn't do anything, I believe that would definitely cause a problem and would have some issues between us. Plus, it would be a lot on his hands, because you never know how those situations go. It could get to the point of deadliness, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But for you not to have help and your brother, that's like big time he's turning his back on you. I wouldn't know what. I wouldn't know how our relationship would be.
Well,
I really wouldn't.
Well, I don't think it could affect your relationship, because if somebody tells you, like in Mr. Elias's case, to get off of it and it's none of your business, then it's not a factor for you.
But he didn't ask me. He didn't ask me in comparison to what happened to Mr. Elias. He asked me, what would I do?
That's true.
So I'm saying, from my standpoint, I wouldn't have done what Mr. Elias's sister did to him. I think that's ludicrous. But it's also, I have to, in a non-judgment state and being in that position before, I'd have to say that I don't know. I'm not going to judge her, because her point of doing what she did, a lot of times you're not mentally all. You're just not thinking right, properly. A lot of issues going on.
What the hell?
I don't know what the hell that was. Okay, so, but here's the deal. So, do you blame Mr. Elias, Dr. Prince Odea?
Not at all. Not at all.
For saying, I'm not doing it, because, you know, bottom line is, I tried
exactly.
to come to your rescue, and
exactly.
your ass told me to go, so you hit, matter of fact, she didn't tell him to leave, she hit him with a damn frying pan.
No, I think he did the right thing moving forward, and next time when she calls, say, sweetheart, call the cops, baby. You know what?
I get out of here.
I mean, call the cops.
That pan hurt, dude.
Well, you know what? I will tell you this. I had never told my family, and then when it all went down, he was gone, and he had popped over my house one day, and so happened a cousin of mine who he was afraid of had come over at the same, just came over without notice. Well, I found out how much of a punk my ex-husband was in that scenario, because my cousin basically just told him, don't let me come after, you know, find you. And I was thinking, geez, I could have done that a long time ago. And I did not, because I thought that keeping my cousin and family out of it was the best thing, because I thought that my ex would be the big bad bully and kill everybody or something, because that's what he told me he would do to me. So it's interesting. But Michelle, yes, I understand what you're saying, and that's a tough situation, and I understand why you're saying what you're saying, but, you know, hey.
Yeah.
All right. She kind of made that bed, but I don't know. Maybe if you stood outside and called the cops or whatever, because even understanding that the sisters is not there, she's not there.
Wow.
347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. J. Round Show Saturday. We're talking about the QD. The question of the day: what would you do if a sibling was in a domestic violence situation? Big E, what would you do, Big Dog?
Well, I have had this situation come up, and I'm glad you asked the question tonight. I only have one sibling, and it's a younger brother. And he married this chick who, you know, gave me two great nephews and everything, but they kind of started out on a violent tip. I don't know who started it, but they were both equally guilty of being physically violent. But I, at one point, when my brother was getting together to start up divorce proceedings and custody and all of that stuff, he took pictures of himself and sent them to my father and myself to hold on to. And he sent my father some other documents to hold on to. But when I saw these pictures, I thought that man had been mauled by a bear. It wasn't just scratch marks on his torso, because it was a shirtless figure. It wasn't just scratch marks on his torso. I mean, I didn't think somebody could dig in that hard to somebody else's skin. And it wasn't just three or four. I mean, they were across his back and his chest and on his neck. And he had told me before that they had been in a fight, and she had pulled a knife on him one time, and he said,
oh,
if you do it, you better go all the way, because if you just go halfway, I'm going to take you down. And so she kind of backed off with that. But it was, and, you know, we're 3,000 miles apart. He's in Long Beach, California. I'm in upstate New York. So all I could do was just be there on the phone for him. He's smart enough to eventually separate himself from that situation. And she went off and slept with a Mexican anyway, so she had already made up her mind what she's going to do.
Mm.
But if I was closer, if he had asked for my help and I lived closer, I would certainly be there. But like with Mr. Elias's case, if she said back off, then maybe sister girl likes a little slap and tickle. I don't know. You know, but if she calls and says, honey, I'm not kidding, call the police, then of course I'm going to be there to, you know, take that step for her because she's asking me to.
So, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
It was harsh, though. It was, I mean, I've never been so shocked at a picture, and it was probably partially because it was a relative. It was my brother. But I had never seen such big marks on a person in my life. Just from clawing somebody. I don't know what kind of nail she had on or what she was doing, but it looked like somebody just took a like a potato peeler and just went down his skin in rows. It was terrible.
Yeah, it was tough.
And that was years ago. He's out of it now. He's single. They share custody, and she's off doing her own thing, so he's okay now. But I worry about the kids, because the kids witnessed so much of that.
Mm.
So that would be my bigger concern, is what do you do with the children? How do you talk to them about that sort of thing so they don't grow up thinking, oh, that's okay. If I hit a girl, my daddy did it. You know.
Yeah, that's always the problem, where if you have kids around,
harsh.
They see this stuff, you know, it's that, like that vicious cycle that you're concerned about. So, yeah, absolutely. I understand that. It is Saturday, folks. Now, of course, tomorrow morning, if you just come to the show page and realize, Aunt Viv will be in the house tomorrow morning on the serious side. She's going to say, the first Aunt Viv, you know, the dark one, the one that I thought was the best Aunt Viv. She'll be here. Janet Hubert will be here tomorrow morning to talk with us about a whole lot of things. Had a very good conversation with her, Miss Elias. She and I was on the phone about it. Hour. I mean, she's just a, yeah, oh my God, she's awesome. Awesome. Mm. Yeah,
can I ask a question about her?
Sure, Ernest, why not?
Is she, you're talking about Fresh Prince, right?
Of Bel Air, yes, sir.
Okay, is she the Aunt Viv that doesn't like Will Smith?
Yeah, she's the first one. The first Aunt Viv, the dark one.
So did you talk about that at all?
No, we're not talking about that, because that's not what she's coming on for.
Well,
I'm pretty sure
it was a serious side. I don't know why you
so
had it on, so that's why I was asking.
No, well, she's coming on because she wants to talk about some issues. She wants to talk about what we're talking about tomorrow.
Excellent. All right, brother.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I think it's cool when someone wants to just come in and have a conversation. So we're not going to get into anything about her. I'll ask a few questions, but for the most part, it's all about the topics on Sunday, baby. It's all about the topics. The show
so
is
she's
bigger
gonna,
than
she's going to sit on it. She's going to sit on the panel with us.
With us? I didn't know that you were coming. I thought you weren't going to be there tomorrow.
You shut up, Lauren.
I thought you weren't showing up. Earth. Oh, damn. Oh, damn. There it is, Cecilia. I thought she was coming. Oh, well. She'll be with us. I'm not sure about
what the hell
you.
Was that?
Huh?
What was what?
What the hell was that?
That was somebody laughing. That was laughing, Cecilia.
That.
Fuck, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Ernest has recorded himself laughing. That's who the hell it sounds like. But anyway.
No, that's not me. That is not my life. That is Latrice Royale from RuPaul's Drag Race. This big old brother that was in prison is a drag. He's got the funniest laugh, and I thought, I have just got to use this on the show. So there it is.
There it is. You got it. There you go. I love it when people explain what the sound effects are. Great, Ernest. That's a good job. So anyway,
you said it was me, so I'm like, that ain't me laughing.
I love it. But Dr. Rizzo D, I didn't think you were showing up tomorrow. Are you going to be there tomorrow morning?
You know what? Let me tell you something.
Dean, you knew
that I was going to be there in the first place unless I tell you otherwise. You don't want me to be there. You know what? I am so tired of you guys just treating me like
Wait a minute.
Hey, don't
do this every
me
Saturday. This is not the boo-hoo principle
you
need to know, okay?
But you guys don't treat me like you love me. And I love you so much. Don't treat me like I'm a pet doll or something. Stop acting like Tito.
Jermaine, get her some tissue.
Slow down, Tito.
Stop acting like Tito Jackson, all right?
Wait a minute, Dr. Julia. I treat you like that?
Yes.
No, okay, you know what? I have to say, Mr. Elliott does not treat me like that.
And you know what?
Our Detroit visit will never be the same. We've got a new awakening. I know you say you had a woman the weekend before, but I don't think you had one this past week.
What the hell are you talking about?
What the hell
me.
Are you talking about?
He's referencing that to me, fellas.
I'm talking about Miss Elliott.
Stop it. He doesn't want you. Why are you throwing yourself at him like this? He doesn't
I'm
want
not.
You, Dr. Prince. Okay?
I don't ever throw myself that. At anyone, honey. Trust
yes,
me.
Yes, you are. Ladies first last night, they were talking about the President of the United States, and here comes Dr. Horny Algeria.
Oh, my gosh, don't say stuff like that. Hush now.
If I was looking for a man, I sure wouldn't mind having me some B.O.
No, I didn't.
That's probably why she doesn't have a man. She's got B.O.
What? No, this is what I said.
We didn't ask for an explanation.
Is a signature of a man. He's a signature.
Okay, we heard it. Yes.
Well, of a man. And I said that if I was in the market for a man,
if you were
that would be
the
no. If I were in the market for a man, that would be my signature.
Okay, gotcha.
That my signature item.
Okay, we knew that. Yes, thank you for explaining that.
Mr. Elliott, could you let them know that I'm not in the market for a man?
Princess Odelia has let us know.
Not in the market for a man, fellas.
She's what?
She's not in the market for a man. All the stuff she was saying to me was just to make me feel better about myself.
That's right.
Thank you, Dr. Odelia. I do feel better about myself.
Thank you, baby.
You know what? You should, because you are one hell of a man. And I'm telling you, it's awesome. It was great.
By the way, that was a buzzer for the other thing, not for her saying he was a man. That was a buzzer for what she said before that.
I couldn't get to it fast enough. Oh, I got you. Okay.
That was not a diss to Mr. Elliott. That was what she said just before that.
What did I say? I don't even know.
Oh, now you don't know what you're talking about. Either. Okay, 347-8501-2. 72 is our caller number, 347-8501-2. Saturday edition of the J. Rouse Show. We invite you to call in to kill. The question of the day we're asking you guys, okay, look, if you had a sibling who is in a domestic violence situation. How would you handle it? Now, and so Ernest is saying that he, you know, I don't, what did you say, Ernest? You said you're going
to
stay out of it?
No, I said I've had it happen, and if I lived closer to my brother and we weren't on opposite ends of the coast, if I was nearby and he needed me to come over, I would certainly be there.
But it's a little different
because he's a man. He can handle his house. But if you felt like he needed some backup, I would be there. I'd talk to him like, bro, are you okay? Do you need some help? Because I might be gay, but I can still kick some ass. So if you need me, call me.
All 500 pounds, you're going to go beat up on a woman. Wow.
500 pounds, jackass.
Oh, okay, 400 pounds. Sorry, I can't get
it. Listen, no matter what it is, don't get on my bad side in Houston then, okay? Because
I don't give a damn about getting on your bad side in Houston.
I'll take you down in Houston, brother. I'll take you down and you'll go down.
Don't worry, that would be nothing but
you'll be my bitch by the end of the week.
Ain't going to be nobody's bitch. You're going to get knocked out and come out of the rest of me.
I said there's going to be nothing but peace in Houston. Peace. It's going to be peace, love, and happiness.
Oh, who are you, Don Cornelius? What the hell are you talking about? Peace and happiness. Put your ass down.
Peace, love, and
so whatever. All right.
Lord,
3478.
Peace and happiness.
All right, look, okay, we have another situation I want to bring up here. We're a community radio show. Let me tell you what I was approached with last week, okay? For those of y'all who may not know, Jay King is a, you know, Jay King, Mr. Club Nouveau, you know, he was with Club Nouveau, you know.
Jay King is.
Yeah, Jay King. He has
he's got a show on BTR.
Yeah, he has a show in the network here on BTR. He came to me last week and said, hey, Jay Ryle, I want y'all to come up on my network. So I said, So
who is Jay King?
We just said who he was. Do we need Q-tips for your ears? Do we need Q-tips?
Sorry,
you
just made it up.
He put together the group Timex Social Club, and when they broke up, he put together the group Club Nouveau.
I didn't know
that.
Had
a popular hit with Situation Number 9, Lean On Me, et cetera. He was the brain.
I got it right away.
Okay, thank you. So anyway. So he came to me, and he said he wanted us to come up with this network. So I made a couple of phone calls, and people, you don't want to do that. You know, why you going to go over there on his network? You know, y'all better than him, blah, blah, blah. I said, look here, I'm going to bring it to the radio fam, and we're going to have a conversation. Now, first of all, I told Jay King when I spoke with him that, first of all, we're not going to do a new show on your network. That's not going to happen. What we can do is simulcast on your network, but we're not going to move over there on your network. So I want to bring, so Mr. Elias, what do you think, man? Do you think that's something that
simulcast.
So y'all think that that's a good idea to simulcast?
Yeah, simulcast.
Jay King has some pretty nice. He has a nice audience. There's no lie about that. You know, bottom line is, I think it'll help both parties out. I mean, you know, what the hell is that?
It's Princess of.
Oh, that's
you guys
Miss Elias.
Are such losers.
Oh, God,
you guys are such losers, man.
Oh, Miss Elias.
Did you put a brake on it, Princess, while we're trying to figure it out? Jesus Christ.
Oh, you two stop.
You know what?
Right,
and why don't you just stop? Take a seat while we're doing this again.
Thank you. So anyway, so it looks like, Ernest, let me ask, I didn't ask you. What do you think, Ernest? I'm not sure if it's going to be Saturday or Wednesday. Oh, hold up. Oh, Miss Elias. Oh, there wasn't a burglar alarm going off. Should we call 911? He's under duress.
Telephone, bro. No. He don't need your help.
And I can't get up.
I'm falling
and I can't get up.
Yeah. So, okay. So, Ernest, what do you think? I'm not sure if it's going to either be Saturday or Wednesday. I'm not sure. We haven't talked about any of that. We had one conversation. I'm not even sure if it's going to happen. But, you know, something I wanted to talk about last on Wednesday, but I completely forgot, but okay, we're talking about it now. What do you think?
Well, you know, the Saturday show is what I would be concerned with. As long as we, you know, he understands. Yeah. In short, as long as I can still hook up to you guys like we do, because we put out a great show on TJR's Radio Network and on Ernest Radio Network, so as long as we can still do that, then if he wants us on Saturday from 6 to 8 o'clock Eastern, then so be it. Let's, you know, call his switchboard. I'll call yours and, you know, we'll have a hot little freeway. No, I'm kidding. We'll work it out with more people.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
But no, I, you know, if you're going to do that on any given night, I don't see why not, as long as you know, you're allowed to keep the integrity of your show as far as how you do things. You know, not bringing it down a notch, but just how you do things, your format, things like that. As long as, you know, there's an area you agree on, then sure. Why not?
Well, it's not new. Well, hey, well, you know, we're going to be able to matter. I think, look,
maybe give it a trial run for like a week or two. Do it for a couple weeks to see.
Tell him that,
and
you
ask him how
it.
The feedback is.
That's a good idea. A pilot simulcast for a couple of weeks. That's a real good idea. I have to say so myself.
Oh, well,
of course
you
didn't ask me. You
didn't
ask me over here.
Well, thank you for fighting in and once again copying
the show. Always answer anyway, so there isn't anything.
Did Mr. L.E.S. make it back? Or is he gone?
Calling 911. He hasn't made it back yet. That may have been
he's fallen and he can't get up. I'm telling you.
It's not funny after the 16th time, Princess. Just let it go, man. Let it go.
Well, look,
you know what? He just doesn't think anything is funny. That has to do with me saying
you have to face it.
Hear her at this point. Can we just go on?
We can, Ernest, if you like.
I'm like a thorn in his flesh.
Just hear mumbling. That's all I hear. So.
I thought I heard Vasilia. All right, look. All right, so anyway. So, we're talking about this whole thing. So it looks like everyone says, why don't we look at, you know, actually, you know, doing this. And so that's fine. We'll take. More than likely, it will probably be Wednesday because I'm looking at the chat room now. Well, not the chat room, but it's, you know, it shows who's on line and all that stuff. Looks like he's on the air now anyway. So he's on the air or someone on his network's on the air. So you never know. So anyway, it may be the Wednesday show. But we thought we'd ask peeps and see what happens. And so if you have any suggestions whatsoever, send us an email to jrileshow@live.com, the J-R-I-L show at live.com. And the thing that's still amazing to me, Dr. Prince O'Dea, is that people still call me J Real. They'll listen to the show. Hey, what's up, J Real? I'm like, it's J Rao. I mean, don't you hear me say J Rao? It's the J Rao show. Why are you calling me J Real? Come on, J Real.
You know, I used to do that
because it felt like real.
That your last
it felt
name
like,
was
well, not even real. That's, you know what? That's actually Ebonics' way of pronunciation to that word because it's not real at all. It's Rao. It's clearly Rao. Well, I don't know. I think that's just, I don't know. I'm
thank
sure.
You've run out of things to say. Thank you so much. You just,
just trying to talk.
Yeah, she was just trying to find some words. I don't know. Well, I'm trying to think of something to go.
Speaking of emails, Jay, I want to bring up something real quick just for fun. Did you get the email I sent to your other email address earlier today?
No.
Absolutely not.
You did not. Well, I'll bring it up real quick. Jesus, give me strength. I'm going to cut this girl. There was an article on CNN.com because we talked about this on the show maybe a couple of weeks ago. I forget the exact topic. Oh, you were talking about Bobby Christina and her adopted brother. Remember when we were talking about that?
Yes.
Well, there was a CNN article, and it might still be on the entertainment section of CNN.com, where Morgan Freeman, because everybody's talking about how he's dating his granddaughter, his step-granddaughter, whatever. Here's what he said. He is denying.
Wow.
Should we have some breaking news? Let's have some.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow. Breaking news.
Breaking news. Morgan Freeman is not dating his step-granddaughter, does not plan on marrying her, and she says in a release statement that there is no kind of romantic relationship, and for people to think that, it is very hurtful to the family. So they are both denying reports, and because I guess there was a rumor of marriage that really started to come up, and that's when they finally addressed it and said, we're not romantically involved, there's no marriage, there's no intimate relationship like that, and it's hurtful to the family that people say that. So,
Ernest, I think maybe that should have been in Hollywood in 90 seconds, don't you think?
Right. Hello.
Well,
hello.
It could have been, but we didn't talk about Bobby Christina in the Hollywood in 90 seconds, so that's why I brought it up outside of that.
Okay.
I figured you had some. Oh, is it okay with you, Princess? Is it okay? Is it okay?
I figured
Jay had topics for the Hollywood 90 seconds,
I didn't want to impede on that.
That's why I brought it up in the first, because, you know, kind of at the end of the first hour, we kind of just you know, touch base on whatever, and I just wanted to bring that up, you know, in the last 10 minutes, 12 minutes,
and
whatever.
You know what? I'm going to not do what you need to see, and I'm going to say I understand.
Miss Elias is back.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't sure if that was his voice earlier. He didn't really say hello, but I thought I heard him. But welcome back, man. Do we need to call 911, man?
Yeah, you all right, man?
Why wouldn't it be?
It sounded like a fire alarm was going off when you got disconnected.
Yeah.
Did you fall? Oh, you couldn't get up? You fell and couldn't
get up? Let him answer. Let him answer.
Someone is endeavoring to contact you telephonically.
Oh, I ain't gonna get that. Deliver to start cussing, man. Oh, get that thing. That thing, baby, cussing, man. Get that thing off.
Mr. Elias?
Yes, ma'am.
I missed you, though.
Oh, my God.
I'm so glad that you're back.
Get a room.
Oh, yes, thank you. Right. Mr. Elias is a pimp, though. I mean, I have to give Mr. Elias credit. He's a pimp, man, because bottom line is that he, you know.
Look,
this,
man, can we go on with the show, man? Can we go on with the show?
Well, this is talk radio. What do you want us to do, sing? Like, we're talking.
Man, it ain't got
are we not
going to
talk
what we're doing, man? Can we go on with the show, brother? Please.
Okay, fine, then, Mr. Elias. Why don't you tell, okay, where do you want to go with it, Mr. Anchorman?
Where do I want to go with it?
Yeah.
We're talking about how much weight I'm lost. Let's talk about how much you've lost, Vic.
Oh, man. Come on. Let's not go there, dog.
Oh, damn. Oh, you want
to
talk about
not everybody on the panel
tonight,
has to be
huh?
ugly about it, Mr. Elias. Take the high road, man. Take the high road.
Well, let me do this.
Ask the question. That was
I didn't answer
the
question. Okay, let me answer the question about the domestic violence. I didn't answer that question.
Well,
right.
Thank you.
If my sister calls me and says that some man is hitting on her, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to be on the first thing smoking. And when I get there, I'm coming there with my fist balled up. Matter of fact, this happened. When my sister called me and told me that her fiance at the time had pushed her, and she was just telling me about the situation. She didn't call to tell me about the push part because she knows I am. She just kind of said what had happened, you know, they were just having a disagreement, and I'm just talking, you know, being a brother, and she said, well, then he pushed me. I said, whoa, stop, back up. He did what? He pushed me. I said, oh, put him on the phone. And so he got on the phone. I said, let me tell you something, Chief. I said, you have approximately 3.5 hours to be out of her house by the time I show up, because I'm going to go get on an airplane, and I'm on my way. And then my sister said, I don't know what you said to him, but whatever you said to him, he packed his bags and left. Let me tell you something.
You
can't put your hands on my sister. I'm going to tell you right now. Because this ass whooping's coming. I'm telling you. Somebody will get their ass kicked if somebody will get their ass kicked. That's all I can say. Somebody will get their ass kicked.
Now,
somebody
Jay, let me turn this around
whooped.
On you, though.
What you say?
Let me
what
turn this
say?
Around on you. What if your sister said to you, let's say you lived in the same city and you saw him shove her or, you know, get a little too physical with her, and she said, Jay, back off. Don't worry about it. That's my man.
No, that's not going to work either.
You're still going to step in?
No, that's not going to work either.
Now, let me ask you, is it because...
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry. Now, go ahead.
Oh, no, sorry. Is it because not only she's your sister, or is it because of a woman? Because, you know, you're not supposed to hit a girl. Is it a combination of that? I mean, why are you really going to step in if she says, Jay, I got this, bro. I got it. I got this.
Because she's my sister. That's why I'm going to jump in. Because when I jump in, I'm whooping ass. When I'm whooping some ass, I'm telling you, I'm whooping ass. It ain't going to happen. No one's going to put their hands on my sister. I'll deal with her ass later. But you're not, first of all, it's disrespectful for you to think you can hit my sister in front of me. Have you lost your damn mind? Do you see how big I am? Oh, hell no. That's ass-whooping time. That's
so, in other words,
time.
You got your shirt off.
No.
When
now
I whoop his
ass, when I whoop his ass, he is going here. Taking his ass to the upper room. Kicking ass. He is going to the upper room, Mr. Elias.
Give it in the world, older living Negro.
Boom, there it is. I'm telling you right now. That's what's going to happen.
Calm down, man.
Oh, okay. You got to start up.
I am proud of you.
Okay, whoop somebody's ass. You can't say that now.
I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
I don't have a sister, so I don't, but I have female cousins that are like my sisters that I grew up with, And I would probably react the same way because they're half Chinese, so they're little bitty people. You know, they're not over 5 feet tall. So anybody come along hitting on them or pushing them around, I would certainly be the same way. I think I would step in. It's different when you have just a brother, you know, just a male sibling. That because it's like he can handle his house. If he needs help, call me. But if it's a girl, I think I would get in the middle of it.
Can I ask a question for you guys?
On the Bugs
Bunny
cartoon when everybody's fighting, that's what it would be like.
Go ahead.
My question is, okay, since most of you on the panel consider me to be little sis,
no, we
except
don't.
For you, Mr. Elliot. Well, the rest of you consider me to be little sis.
Stop. You're not going to slip that in. Now, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. I see what you up to. No, you're not going to do this. All right, get out of here.
Gotta go.
No. I know what you up to. I got to have a moment for you to bring your ass back in here. Let me tell you something. You slowly but surely trying to set up this encounter with you and Mr. Elias. I don't know what Mr. Elias has done to you and Momo B, but whatever it is, Mr. Elias, man, you need to sell it because I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, you need to put that stuff in a bottle and sell it, man.
Yeah, I don't know, Mr. Elias.
Man, well.
What?
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You are now free to rejoin the broadcast.
Now, what'd you say, Dr. Prince? Now, go ahead and say what you have to say before we go to break.
I was just going to say, considering that I am little sis, if I called you and I was in a pickle, some man was trying to put his hands on me and he wanted to knock me upside my head, would you rescue me?
Wow, that's so many jokes.
Let me think about
there.
That. Hold on a second now.
So many jokes. Wait, now I'm going to let some other people get their jokes in first before I get mine.
Nah, by all means, if you call me for some help, I would help you out, by all means.
You're not a little brother, Miss Elias. You may be the one we may be knocking out. The way she's talking, you may be your ass.
So listen, I would get in there, and I would go over to the guy, and I'm like, listen here, man, does she deserve it? Did she start it? Because if she started it, I'm going to cut you loose right now.
So
I need to know how it got. I need to know how the eruption happened. Because I have a feeling this Jabberjaw over there sighted somebody. So, you know, you made your bed. You got to lay down in it, bruises and all.
Oh, that is so unfair. That is so unfair. Okay, what about you, Jay? Would you be there to rescue your little sister after some guy sat up there and put his big ball fist in my face and socked me up and I said, Jay, please go and rescue
me? Girl, that
me.
Might
would
be the first
fashion
you've had in 5 years. You better take what you can get.
What?
Ding.
Big Brother Jay. Big Brother Jay, would you be there for me?
Let me think
this
about it for a second.
Days. Don't start that Big Brother Jay stuff. This ain't school days.
Let me think about this for a second. Would I be there if somebody... are you saying would I make a special trip?
Whatever it means. I'm asking if
well,
somebody...
Well, I'm not going to get on no plane to come rescue your ass like if I'm here. That's not going to happen. But if I'm around, I say, to put the brother on the phone.
Luck.
I say, call 911. So what do you want me to do? You fly out there. Come on, I'm not going to get on a plane to come up there. Now, if it happened
okay.
in front of me, I won't let that happen. But
you
I'm not going
to do that for the average Joe.
There you go. You are smarter than I thought you were. You're smarter than the average bear. Absolutely.
Then I have one thing to say to all of you. Except for you, Miss Elias. But the rest of you...
I think
do
she
you
did
love
it again.
Me?
She did it again.
Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? No.
What the hell?
Half a stone? What was the hell
oh,
was
wow.
that?
Little boundary box. And we're going to throw in this box. And we're going to throw this bitch in the ocean.
Would you people get your act together? I am sick of this crap.
Hell was that? And on that note, we are going to step out and take our first break of the evening. This is Jack Ryle Show on the TGRS Radio Network. Online radio at its best.
Time for the old school get hype song, dog. This is a test.
As we jump into the second set with laughter, a hearty laughter from Tommy Style. Welcome back in, folks. 347-850-1272.
A show for women, by women. Is your resident map of the South. Mom and little daughter.
Good Sunday morning to you, folks, and welcome into the serious side of the TJRS, broadcasting live from the Smooth Jazz Jazz Cafe.
Powerhouse Sports Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You are tuning in to the True Purpose Development Show. Tonight, we...
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it!
Misty, I'm gonna start with you. I'm gonna ask you a couple of things, and you tell me whether it's freaky or not freaky. Are you ready?
I'm listening.
Oh, so ready for this? I am so ready!
Here's scenario number one. You're standing on your bed, butt naked, with your hands against the wall, and someone is pouring champagne down your back and it's sliding between your booty cheeks. Do you call that freaky or freaky, baby?
Can we put a tart in that? Girl, I would drink that out of the crack of your ass. Don't think I would.
Oh my lord!
Crystal and the pistol, okay?
Ernest. Oh my god.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. For years, his name has been synonymous with weather.
Active weather all across the country.
He's Al Roker. And he's here to start your day.
Good morning, everybody. We are live.
Wake up with Al. Weekday mornings at 6 and 10. Only on the Weather Channel.
Do you know what time it is? Hey,
it's time for the second set, yo.
What are you talking about?
Take it easy when you talk to me, okay?
Other day, round, show.
Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock a.m., Janet Huber will be in the house. Aunt Viv, yeah, we know who she is from the Fresh Prince. She'll be here tomorrow hanging out with us on the Sirius side. Welcome back in. 347-850-1272 is our call number, 347-850-1272 on the beautiful Saturday Jay Ryle Show on the TJRS Radio Network, online radio is best, and also on ERN Radio Network, hanging out with everyone. WCWK Radio, tag Facebook, BTR with the other, with the brothers hang out, you know, all over the place. We appreciate everyone who's listening to the show. The QOD, the question of the day, we're talking about, what would you do if your sibling was in a domestic violence situation? Mr. Elias said he would turn the other cheek. Dr. Princess O'Dea would be pissed off at her if her brother turned the other cheek. Ernest will go over to his brother's house and beat up on some female. And, of course, I would say...
I never said that.
I thought that's what you said you would do. You'd go over there.
I said if he needed help in some way, I'm going to be there for him. And I didn't say I was going to hit a girl. I might take her in the hand and guide her outside, you know.
Take her to death.
I'll just put her outside or, you know, drag him outside. Whatever it takes to break it apart.
No, he's doing like what's the name said. I never hit a woman, but I shake the ish out of her.
I have no clue. You're not answering for me. The views and opinions of Motormouth have nothing to do with Ernest Radio
Network. Ernest, man. The Venom, man. Come on, man. You know, come on. Can we be Rodney King? Come on, Ernest. The Venom in your voice.
Can we all just get along?
Lord, have mercy, Jesus. All right, folks, look, coming up in a few minutes, Hollywood in 90 seconds. And, of course, Ernest, I hope you have something to contribute to Hollywood in 90 seconds.
I guess I got to go look something else up now.
Well, yeah, because you told the other story already. Like, Ernest, that's
I didn't know I was carried away to this one. I'll go find something now.
Yeah, go find something real quick. Me and you would do Hollywood 90 seconds. All right, look, a lot to get into. Once again, earlier in the show, we were talking about the possibility of simulcasting with the J. King Radio Network, and it looks like all my colleagues are saying it's something that we should do, and so we're going to consider that. But, you know, one of the things that I always, and that I think we all run into, is that these people on BTR radio, yeah, I'm going to say this, oh, you stealing my listeners, this, that. You know, I hate when I hear that, Mr. Elias. Listen, it's not about stealing listeners. What are you talking about? People should be able
people
to
listen what they
to.
Want to.
Yeah, exactly. There are a lot of people that are here on BTR radio because of us. So stop me with that nonsense. Oh, it irks the hell out of me. And we're not illustrating some sign of surrender because we won't wear a simulcast on another show. We simulcast on a lot of websites, some authorized and some not, apparently. So, you know, who cares?
Yeah.
As long as
and
they hear us.
The way and in that defense, the way Earnest Radio Network and the TGR Radio Network started to do the Saturday thing was a very organic thing. So ain't nobody trying to steal from anybody. You know, we put our talents together that we were doing anyway, and we put it out to more people. That's what we're here for.
Like the Wonder Twins. Like Wonder Twins Unite.
Yeah.
Something
Wonder
like that.
Wonder Twins Activate.
Yeah.
Form
yeah.
of a gay brother.
Form of
a gay brother.
Well, because
what did you
that's what
say?
You thought I was. That's what you thought I was a gay
black
dude.
Yeah, yeah,
so, yeah, yeah. I'm not talking about you. Handle your own business, man. Handle your own Wonder Twin business.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I got you. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Put your purple
suit
on your damn self.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know, no problem. All right, thank you, Ernest. No problem. All right. So, okay, getting back, Mr. Elias, let me go back to you on this question of the day. So, Mr. Elias, okay, I can see if your sister called and said, hey, he's beating me up, come over, you're saying that you're not going to go over there at all?
I call the cops for it. That's it, man. Tell me, been there, done that. I'm telling you,
I'm going to challenge Elias on this.
And she hit the hell out of me with that. I was like, what is your problem? I felt just like you. He slapped my sister in front of me, so I'm about to handle my business with this cat. Nope. Not at all. I'm telling you, because I grabbed him, I threw him on the ground, I started on him, and she's like, the man! I'm like, I'll be there. All right, go ahead. This is between y'all two. I'm out of here.
She was doing it. Maybe she hit you upside the head because she figured you were about to kill the man.
I wasn't going to kill him, but I was going to let him know I wasn't playing with him. And if he put his hands on my sister again, he was going to have to face me again. That's what I wanted them to know. But, hey, if she dealt with it. Because he took her ass to her lap and continued to do what he had to do.
Okay. So, Ernest, what were you about to say?
Well, I was going to say, in that moment, she told him to back off. It could have been for any reason. I don't know. He hasn't presented it. Maybe he doesn't know. But I would think, though, Mr. Elias, if your sister actually called and said, Les, I need your help now, and you knew that she was serious and it wasn't just messing around, I would assume that you'd do a little more than call just 911. You're taking a very passive-aggressive approach. Like, you'll do something, but you're not going to put your shoes on and get out of the house for it.
Nope, I'll call the police.
Okay.
That's what they get paid
for. If she called you, she could call the police. What are you doing?
Call the police for. All right, we'll call the police for.
I mean, she can call, because any call of 911, they have to send somebody out. So she could just call 911 on a cell phone and leave it somewhere, you know, that he doesn't see it and the fight's going on and they'll hear it and send somebody out. So what good are you doing?
Well, hey, exactly. So she should call the police from the beginning. That sister can never call me again.
So what if your sister got really hurt and put in the hospital in a coma, and it could have been prevented if you had just showed up and got in between it and pulled her out of there or pushed him out of there?
And what if I went over there and she shot me for jumping on her husband, and I'm in the hospital?
What kind of damn hell
you have? That wasn't a question, man. That wasn't a question, man.
It happened to my father.
Okay, we're not going to get anywhere with this, man.
Yeah,
I respect his position. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I respect it. You know, agree to disagree.
Okay, Mr. Elias, let me switch around. What if one of your nieces called and said that, hey, Uncle Les, my boyfriend just slapped the hell out of me? What would you do then?
Jay, it's a different scenario. You said my sibling.
I'm asking you about your niece now. I know it's a different scenario. That's why I asked a different damn question, clown. So what would you do?
Depends on what situation I've been in. Is she married to this guy?
I said boyfriend.
Boyfriend. Yeah, I probably would take him out.
Okay, what if it's your sister's boyfriend?
If it's a sister that did this to me the last time?
No, another sister, Miss Elias. I don't know, man. You know, do we need to have a family hugging? What the hell are you doing? I mean,
no. Like, I'm trying to tell you.
You know what?
You left from what you get from. And my sister, she dealt with abuse for the longest. And no matter what anybody says, that was her husband. No matter what. That's my husband. Gotcha. So, you learn your lesson.
I think, guys? I think that Mr. Elias is not saying that he would not support her. That's not his MO, that he doesn't support his siblings or he wouldn't support his nieces.
What does that mean, support somebody? What does that mean? You're standing on the side of the curb with a pom-pom?
No,
what does that mean?
Hello? I'm saying that he's not saying that he's not, he's the type of person that would just stand by the wayside for any reason. It's just that in that specific scenario, as it relates to his sister.
He said he would call the police and that's it.
Am I talking to you? No.
You're always talking. I just got to work it in, so. He said he wouldn't do anything but call the cops.
But then the next question was, well, what would you do if it was your nieces? And I was just saying, I don't think this is a question of if he would jump on a bandwagon if something happened to his nieces or whatever. I think his issue is specifically only as it relates to his sister. Am I right or wrong, Mr. Elias? Mr. Elias?
What was up with your voice? Am I right or wrong, Mr. Am I seductive as I talk about domestic violence?
What is this, 976 True Purpose? What the hell is going on?
What the hell is that? I mean, where are you going? I mean, am I right or wrong, Miss Sylvia? Should I put my boobs up to the radio so you can feel them? What the hell is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you? Is that your
calm your ass down because your horniness is bleeding all over the air.
Yay.
I
am not in need of anything.
You do want to take those every day. You gotta tell the truth.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, you do.
Watch yourself. No, absolutely not.
Okay, fine.
I don't need anything.
Let's get to Hollywood.
Mr. Elias was just here in Detroit just a week ago.
Yeah.
One with you. I'm next.
You're right. Next.
3, 4, 7.
Hollywood, 90 seconds coming up right now.
Go ahead.
Hey, did you hear, so you know J-Lo has a younger boyfriend now, right?
Can I have a Q&A with Beyonce?
The whole time, I definitely was thinking, everyone knows, everyone can see.
Hey, I'm Chrissy Cavallari.
Hi, I'm Regina King.
What's up, it's your girl Megan Good.
It's time for Hollywood in 90 seconds. Let me just start off with the big story for me. Snooki says she is a bisexual. Wow, Mr. Elliott. She says she go both ways out.
Well, God bless her, man. That's what she likes. That's what she likes. I'm not mad at her. You know.
Ooh, I bet you not.
No, I ain't mad at her.
It's both ways. Okay, first of all, to me, she is ugly as hell. She should go both ways to increase her chances of getting to sleep with somebody with her ugly hands.
Her booty potential.
Oh, she's ugly. That's an ugly woman there, boy. So Snooki says she is bisexual. Dr. Prince, do you even know who Snooki is?
Snooki?
Snooki.
You wouldn't have asked that question.
I know. Yeah, okay, thank you. Ernest, look, man, give us a story, man. We only have 90 seconds. Go.
Hey, listen, it came out earlier this week or within the past few days, there's rumors that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are dating.
They are.
Does anybody really give a crap? And what is their couple name going to be? I'm thinking Kim-ye.
Well, that's what I'm hearing too, man. And yeah, you're right. Who gives a damn? But Kanye West has said he has a crush on Kim. I tell you, after you saw that big booty bounce on the video, he want to get with it like everybody else, man.
I think he's going to crush it against his sheet. Yeah.
Mr. Elias, man, what you think about Kanye, man?
Hey, man, look, man. He probably seen the video like you said. Like, man, I got to have some of that. Because that's the same thing everybody is saying.
I know.
Not everybody's saying that.
Well, not Chris Humphries.
To light women on the
Sunday. Not Chris Humphries.
He's talking very hard to live down, unfortunately.
Oh, shit.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 Kristen Stone.
Is your resident map of the South?
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight. He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sallow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Brown Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network. News you can use on the TJRS Radio Network.
Orland Wilson is stressed out after making national headlines.
claiming to have won the Mega Millions jackpot, $105 million after taxes.
Did you really win the lotto, or did you make up this story?
I didn't make up this story.
Did you really win?
Let me tell you how this story starts.
On Monday, the 37-year-old mother of seven told me she won Mega Millions and hit the winning ticket. Her McDonald's co-workers said they're entitled to some of that money. 15 of them pooled together and asked Merland to buy the tickets. She says she bought the tickets at this 7-Eleven a few blocks away.
Now, she also told me that she sent a friend back to this 7-Eleven to buy a separate ticket for her. She claims that that ticket has the winning number.
Are you going to claim the ticket?
He's lost on it.
Did you lose the ticket?
I misplaced it.
You now have misplaced the ticket.
I don't even know.
Merland reportedly said she hid the ticket in McDonald's.
Near the fries, the hamburgers, the buns, the McFlurries.
I don't know where I get the story from. How am I going to have a ticket and then I have them be out of the McFlurry with my shoes?
Maryland lottery officials say the ticket was bought at 7-Eleven, but no one has claimed it yet.
Here's the bottom line. Did you win Mega Millions, or did you make up this story to get attention?
I did not make up no story to get no attention.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it!
And I came out. It was very difficult for me. But I said this was a year of authenticity. And so I had to come real so you guys can just enjoy the show.
I guess she did come out. She did come out.
What, she said she was gay?
I guess it says she came out. Princess O is a les. LOL, with the change.
What happened to that?
Damn!
That's not, you know what? You know what? Everybody, I tell my story.
Man, that's a breaking news right there, man. Hit the damn breaking news button. Dr. Crystal O'Dea is gay. Don't tell everybody. Put it out there, man. Hit the, where's the breaking news?
Rewind.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
Saturday.
You know what time it is.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Excuse me, brother. What we call drugs is 74 Street Baptist Church. We call us Tennesseans.
Well, around here, for Team Normandy and Weston, we call this here a little twin.
Wow.
Never.
Unveils in the house, Unveils in the house, tomorrow morning on the Serious Side. That's right, Janet Cuba will be here discussing some of the most important issues on the TGRS Radio Network, online radio at its best. That number is 347-850-1272. As we continue with the Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show, I'm chilling with my beast, Mr. Elias, in the house. What's up there, big dog?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Dr. Princess Aldean, the queen of inspirations in the house. Hey, girl.
Hi. What's up?
Look at you. You're on time. And, of course, Big E's in the house. Big E's in the house. What's up, baby boy? Oh, now, see, he did that.
Large and in charge, chunky yet funky.
I like both the chunky and the funky part. That's for damn sure.
I know you do, Big Daddy. I know. I got something for your ass.
No, you don't. You're going to get your ass knocked out. Oh, let me get back. I'm sorry. You just took me off.
Take a little slap and tickle, Big
Daddy. Oh, no. Okay, 347-851-272 is the call number. I was confused. Let's get back to the show. It's Saturday. Let's reset the table for you. Okay, the children's question of the day.
Yeah, baby.
What would you do if your sibling was in a domestic violence situation? How would you respond to that? And of course, Mr. Elias has said he'll turn his back on his sister. Dr. Princess O'Dea said that she would tell her brother to go to hell if he didn't show up. Ernest will go with his brother and beat up his wife, and, you know, two big dudes beat up on a female. And me, I would jump on a plane and whoop ass if it happened to my sister. So anyway, let's get into, okay, look, okay, let me tell you something, Billy. Today is five questions, man. Five questions.
Hey, before you go there, you know, to where you're about to go.
Okay,
you got some
you're trying to buy time. Is that what you're trying to do? You're trying to buy time? What are you trying to do?
I'm saying we got to take care of business, man.
Okay, well, you're talking like you're trying to bring something in. We can hear what you're trying to do. Okay, before you go there, before you really get to that topic, before you, I'm looking for the button. Oh, there it is. I knew we were looking for something. Oh, ooh. Bumblebee, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Oh, hell, we breaking the rules, man. We breaking the rules. Mr. Elliott, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. I'm talking about my kids. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
Look for your mama. That's what she said, Frank. That's what she said. Looking good and late. We're breaking the rules. We don't usually play no intros this late in the damn show. But you know what? Because Mr. Elias and it's his girlfriend, I guess that's why we're doing this tonight, huh, Mr. Elias?
Anyway, Momo B, how you doing tonight, baby?
Hey, thank you, Miss Elias, for the beautiful intro. Thank you, thank you.
If we're going to give her an intro, then...
Oh, you know what? I thought that you guys were still recording. Did you guys ask me a question? Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mama B. How are you?
Hello,
Was I a day late, an hour short?
Yes,
I think
she
I was.
As usual.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Hi, Mama B. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Hi.
Yeah, we're so excited you're here today because, you know, you tricked us into staying on the air for freaking 9 hours on Wednesday. But that's okay. I mean, we did it for you.
Thank you. That was fun. Thank you very much.
I bet you it was.
I love you.
Everybody wants to call in now. My goodness. All right, 347-850-1272 is the caller number, 347-850-1272. Mr. Elias, man, who do we have on the line, man?
We have the very lovely Miss Terry on the line.
Miss Terry?
Hey.
Oh,
hey,
hell.
How are you?
Hey. What'd I do?
Hi, Princess. Hi, Miss Terry. How are you? Hi,
Thanks
Ernest.
For
joining us.
Hey, Miss Terry girl. How you doing?
My goodness.
I'm good. Hi, Mama B.
Hi, Miss Terry. Oh, we're
so
left out.